From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The revelation of Iran's second secret uranium enrichment facility prompted more condemnation today from the United Nations General Assembly. The Netherlands called Tehran's nuclear program a major challenger to international peace and security. Last night, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met privately with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad about Tehran's nuclear ambitions. Israel today called for an unequivocal response from the West over Iran's second enrichment plant. The Israeli foreign minister said the revelation proves Iran wants to develop nuclear weapons. The BBC's Paul Wood reports from Jerusalem.
Israel waited a day before making its official response to Friday's revelations about Iran's secret nuclear site. That was no accident. The Israelis seem to have stepped back while international momentum builds against Iran. The arguments going their way, after all. As Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has now reiterated, the Israelis have always disbelieved Iran's claim to have a purely peaceful nuclear program. Israel is now looking for tough and concerted international sanctions, hoping that Russia and China will be brought on board by news of the secret facility at Qom.
The BBC's Paul Wood reporting. Two suicide attacks left 15 people or 16 people dead today in Pakistan. More than 150 others were wounded. The attacks underscore the Taliban's strength despite stepped-up U.S.-led military operations and the death of their leader last month. Deadly violence against NATO and U.S. troops along the border region is at an all-time high. 14 flood-ravaged counties in Georgia have been declared federal disaster areas, and the threat of additional flooding persists. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Melissa Stiers has more.
Areas already drenched from storms earlier this week in North Georgia and Metro Atlanta are under a flash flood watch until late Saturday night. Meteorologists at the National Weather Service predict more rain today, with heavy rain possible. Streams and rivers in portions of the state are rising rapidly, and flood warnings have been issued. The flooding earlier this week killed 10 people in the region and caused at least $250 million in property damage. The American Red Cross has sheltered over 1,200 people who had to evacuate their homes. 14 of 17 flooded counties are receiving federal disaster aid. However, the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency says the weekend rain could frustrate aid efforts. For NPR News, I'm Melissa Stiers in Atlanta.
The Democrats in Congress are ignoring the public's wants and desires over health care reform in the rush to pass legislation this year. That according to Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia.
This latest proposal from the Democrats calls for only a non-binding sense of the Senate on medical liability. This is lip service that will do nothing to lower health care costs.
Isaacson delivered the Republican address today. He says Americans want an open and bipartisan debate on overhauling the nation's health care system, and they're not getting it from Democrats. This is NPR News. A new United Nations report says rising violence in the weeks leading up to Afghanistan's disputed presidential election made August the deadliest month of the year for civilians. The report warns that attacks could spike again when the final results are counted and announced. Some 1,500 civilians died in Afghanistan between January and August. About three-quarters of the deaths were blamed on militants. Pope Benedict XVI is in the Czech Republic, where he is trying to revive religious faith in a largely secular country. We get more from Bruce Kahnweiser in Prague.
In a welcoming ceremony at the airport, Pope Benedict reminded the pilgrims that the church, like the Czech people, had been persecuted during the communist era. Yet despite the fall of the communist regime, which essentially outlawed religious worship, the Czech Republic remains one of the most secular Western countries. He called upon Czechs to rediscover their Christian faith. In 1991, just 2 years after the collapse of communism, 45% of Czechs said they belonged to a church. By 2001, that number had plunged to 33%. Indeed, some are openly hostile to the Pope's presence. One woman called the visit a big waste of taxpayers' money at a time of painful cuts to the state budget. Others are handing out condoms and mocking the Pope's claims that they won't prevent the spread of AIDS. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Prague.
Three people died in South Carolina last night when a medical transport plane crashed. Authorities say it went down in Georgetown County just minutes after dropping off a patient. Investigators are looking over the wreckage at the scene today, looking for clues to the crash. There were no survivors. Federal transportation officials say no patients were on board at the time of the crash. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.